listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. I want to give you an update once again, because this is like very, very important. What I'm talking about now symbolizes, in the form of a microcosm, it symbolizes the trajectory of evil, demonic, Luciferian, spiritual darkness, which in an ever-accelerating manner is sweeping our world. Okay, so what's the case in point? The case in point, the latest case in point in a long list of cases in points, is the fact that during the recent Paris Summer Olympics, in the opening ceremony, which many of you probably never saw the opening ceremony at the Paris Olympics because it was heavily censored. In other words, the actual in-your-face satanic pedophilia, nudity, child sacrifice, torture, sadism, and, you know, that's just the beginning. All of that was concealed from you because although it aired live, so you had probably hundreds of millions of people watching the opening of the Summer Olympics in France, they were watching it live. Now, because they were watching it live, they never saw the censored version. So they may be saying to their friends and stuff, you know, people are making much ado about nothing. I saw it. It was nothing. Well, you need to stop right there and stop them right there and call them out on it. Because what they saw, whatever they claim to have seen, was not what was seen by hundreds of millions of people all across planet Earth. What was seen by hundreds of millions of people all across planet Earth was a satanic Luciferian ritual that was evil beyond measure. Have I made myself clear? So if you talk to some airhead friend of yours, emphasis on the word airhead, if you talk to some airhead friend of yours who in their, while they're drooling from their, out of their mouths, they're drooling spittle because their brains are in a dysfunctional mode of operation. Now, I'm not making fun of people who have that disorder. I took care of somebody who had that disorder for a number of years, for a long time. So don't give me this garbage that I don't have any compassion about people with Alzheimer's and dementia. I certainly do have compassion because I spent about 10 years of my life taking care of the very, very unpleasant duties that are associated with taking care of somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's. Okay, so the switcheroo, that's an old word, I know. Okay, the switcheroo that was played upon the global public is that they saw, most of them saw anyway, a portrayal of the Paris Summer Olympics that was highly sanitized, whited out, if you were, no racial connotations there. And it was the real Paris Satanic Olympics was a satanic abomination. It was a ritual that involved the occult, child sacrifice, pedophilia, and I can't even name to you the rest of the activities that were openly celebrated in the opening ceremony that hundreds of millions of people watched live on their TVs all over the world. I can't even describe it to you. You know why? I will be ripped off social media for describing it to you, even in the most clinical ways. But isn't this irony of the most perverse sort? When I speak the truth in love and I expose the hidden works of darkness, isn't it interesting? Whenever I expose the hidden works of darkness, which is what I do a lot of on this program, whenever I expose the hidden works of darkness, I am attacked by the hidden works of darkness. owned by the Intel companies. Got it? They falsify my numbers. They falsify all kinds of things. And then I'm targeted and I'm taken down for revealing to the public whatever the big network was. I forgot which network had the rights to it. But whatever that network was, they showed uncensored, as far as I know, the complete abomination of the opening summer ceremony for the Olympics. And from what I've heard from numerous sources, it featured pedophilia, all kinds of promotion of child sex relationships. Because you see, you got to wake up. Some of you really need to get your heads out of your you-know-what. I'm sorry if that offends you, but you know what? We are long. We're not in Kansas. As Dorothy said to Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. And so if you're shocked by my very pious attempt at describing to you what's going on, if that horrifies you, then I got something for you. I've got something for you, New York style. So I'll let you figure out what I got for you, New York style, in response to your pre-methodical brain death and denial of what's happening all around you. I got something for you, New York style, because if you don't man up and woman up and defend this country, you're not going to have a country. Given the rate of speed and the acceleration time of evil, evil is exploding. So hundreds of millions of people saw the most pornographic, the most perverse. We're not even talking pornographic. We're talking about perversion upon perversion was shown to hundreds of millions of people who just happened to be watching the Olympics live on every city and every continent on planet Earth. And in that opening ceremony, listen to me very carefully, they held nothing back. They held nothing back. They showed everything. They showed, now, in some cases, it was blatant symbolism. And if you're going to choose to be naive, if you're going to choose to be an airhead, if you're going to choose to be brain dead or whatever, so that you can claim exemption from doing the right thing morally, then that's between you and a holy God. And a holy God is a righteous God. A holy God is a righteous God. And a righteous, hear me now, because some of you go to churches where you haven't heard a sermon on righteousness and holiness or anything remotely like it in decades. In decades. So a holy, God is holy. That means he's righteous, he's holy, he's without sin, he grieves at sin. And no, God is not like freaking out because somebody lit up a cigarette. Get over it, fool. We're talking about the big time egregious sins, such as for sport, killing off adults, such as for sport, killing off little children in satanic pedophilia rituals, killing off little children in satanic pedophilia rituals, and then after they kill them, before they kill them, during their killing them, and after they kill them. And by the way, before I continue at all, I was late in my warning. I apologize. You need a heads up for this program because in this program, I have to take the gloves off. I can no longer say nothing so I don't offend your sensibilities. Because if you were really concerned about your sensibilities, you would know what's going on. And you can't comment. You don't know how bad it is, and you can't comment about it if you do not know exactly what's going on. So that's your warning. No more seconds, no more anything. You better run to the radio or whatever because you're not going to like what you hear. But I'm not here to tell you what you like or like not to hear. Any more than God, at certain geographic areas on planet Earth, they didn't really want to hear what God had to say to them any more than Christians want to hear what God has to say to them today. And so they were conducting an all-out, in-your-face, satanic ritual that featured acts of sexual perversion between adults, commonly known as pedophilia, but pedophilia, which includes getting sexuals. Yeah, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it, or you're going to turn it off. But don't dare you call me or email me and tell me that you turned it off because it offended you. It offended you. Who the blank do you think you are? It offended you? Since when did you get a name called God? It offended you? What about offending a holy God? What about offending the holy God, the creator of the universe? So the bottom line is God Almighty is highly offended. I don't even have words to describe how offended he was and is. They conducted a full-blown pedophilia satanic ritual before tens of millions of people live from the French Olympics. And to compound that, if you knew anything at all about what the enormous amount of occult, satanic, Luciferian, and other types of wicked symbols actually meant that were shown right in front of your face, you would even be more horrified. There were either effigy murders at hidden locations or actual murders at hidden locations. Because remember, going back to our studies of ancient Babylon, et cetera, et cetera, Mystery Babylon, ancient Babylon, revolves around pedophilia, satanic worship, and related sickness. So I'm just telling you part of it. It was a celebration. It was an orgy where they televised and glorified child, adult sex, or pedophilia. But pedophilia that involves, listen to me very carefully, and don't you dare turn off the radio until you've actually done something to stop it. Or at the very least, to do something like help finance us to stop it. If you won't stop it, finance us to stop it. And so this nightmare where they torture sadistically, they kill, they mutilate while they're living, and they do the unspeakable. They do unspeakable horrors upon horrors on little children and young adults, young children, for kicks. They perform bloody, sick, twisted satanic rituals. Now, if you think that's bad, and that's bad, that's right out of the Book of Revelation. That's exactly what the Book of Revelation said would happen. It's exactly what the Book of Genesis said would happen. And God is warning us that in the last days, evil men will grow worse and worse. So we are now in the time zone where evil men will grow worse and worse. And so it's going to get worse and worse because evil men are growing worse and worse. So there are big-time movie stars that you adore and love. There are big-time music stars, hip-hop, rap, I don't know, all kinds. You name the genre, there are all kinds of movie stars and musical stars that are into openly celebrating Satanism. Now, it doesn't take, you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out who's who, because the vast majority of them openly brag about being Satanists and Illuminati. They wear the symbols of the Illuminati. They wear the symbols of Satanism. They parade about in outfits that have heavy-duty satanic messages and heavy-duty satanic code words. I have to be very careful about what I say. I could name right now 20 super, super superstars that you are well aware of who they are because your kids idolize these young performers. They idolize them. I said they idolize them. Who are they idolizing? They are idolizing super rock, pop, music, hip-hop, you know, the whole deal. They are idolizing those that worship the devil, those that participate in child sacrifice, those that participate in adult-child sex relationship. They idolize this. They get off on it. Why do they get off on it? Because they're children of the night. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you something, and you've heard this before. This is what I am telling you is not new to you. What I am telling you has been told to you before in the form of warnings, and you've heard it many, many times. Except this time, I'm going to tell it to you another time. And I'm going to ask you to think about what's going to happen to America and the rest of the world of this, if this trend in satanic worship, satanic perversion, satanic ritual abuse, pedophilia, you know, there are, hear what I'm saying because it's true, there are massive underground pedophilia networks that operate in open, in Hollywood, in sports, in the business world, in the billionaire world. They operate everywhere. I said they operate everywhere. That's why the Super Bowl is known as the largest celebration of pedophilia and satanic pedophilia sex rituals. It's the largest gathering of pedophiles of any other event. Got that? Okay, so I'm telling you this today. I know some of it will be a repeat, but it needs to be said again. It needs to be said again and again until finally it penetrates your hard heart. Finally, it penetrates your hard heart and it penetrates your conscience. So it penetrates your conscience and your hard hearts. And they showed the most disgusting, blasphemous, perverse, pedophilia sex. And I cannot even begin to describe to you the other forms of sexuality that was going on between the pedophiles and the children and this kind of super obscene, ultra perversion sex was so vile, so degrading, so sickening because it involved torture. I don't know if I'm going to say this or not. It's going to offend you. So what I'm going to do is give you an itsy bitsy dot of what hundreds of millions of people saw. And what they saw was ceremonies that involved all kinds of sex acts between children and adults, and sex acts that involved things like young children. This is going to offend you, okay? There's no way it's not going to offend you. Sex acts between young adults and adults, in which the young adults were forced to urinate and other things on the adults because that's what turned the adults on. And I'm not going to say what I said. I'm not going to say what I just said over again. You heard me the first time. So don't pretend you didn't hear me. You heard me. So this kind of thing is going on. Why is it going on? Now, this is the part that has been hidden and concealed from you. This is the part that has been hidden and concealed from you. You are looking at nothing less than a full eruption, a full explosion, a full eruption of demonic, Luciferian, satanic power exploding into the atmosphere of the earth, releasing countless numbers of demons, releasing acts of pedophilia, acts of fallen angels. Look, I know you want to go to the church where everything's on cruise control because it powder puffs your conscience and then you don't have to deal with anything. I know that, not all of you, but there's a certain percentage of you that will never listen to me because it may force you to wake up. That's just too blanking bad. Today, you're going to wake up. You know why you're going to wake up? Because I can't sleep knowing what I know. I know a lot more than what I've said on the air. I've talked to intelligence agents. I've talked to all kinds of people high up in law enforcement. And what is being done to the children is beyond an abomination. So, what you must realize is that what is coming out into the open right now is all kinds of symbolism. What is exploding out into the open right now is all kinds of satanic Luciferian symbolism that represents the secret ceremonies, the secret rituals, the secret societies, the orgies and the pedophilia and the torture of children and on and on and on and on. All of this stuff is going on a daily, weekly, and regular basis all across the world, and it was heavily going on at the Super Bowl. It was heavily going on at the French Olympics in the opening beginning ceremonies and the opening ending ceremonies. Now, some of it, you would have to know what the symbols mean. Well, that's not hard to find out, is it? I mean, Google will tell you that, and I'm not a big fan of Google. I don't know, maybe they censored it. So, these symbols represent something. In every war in the history of the world, all warfare involves employing symbols. All warfare uses symbols. Symbols are an essential part of warfare. Every army that attempts to win and subjugate people and commit atrocities, every army that is in the business of doing evil, every army that's in the business of doing evil, does it openly and in your face. So, for example, there was a reason why the Nazis and Adolf Hitler used the gigantic symbol of the gigantic red and black flags that had, these were massive flags that had swastikas on them. A swastika is an ancient occult, ancient Tibetan symbol. Let me say it again. A swastika is an ancient occult, ancient Tibetan symbol that invokes the demon gods of prehistory. It invokes the demon gods, the fallen angels, the principalities and powers. It invokes the demon gods. And it, what symbols do the same thing that, now I want you to pay attention really, really closely, and I'm not being condescending. Symbols portray a plethora of imagery, and symbols represent ideas, philosophies, false gods, and symbols represent all kinds of things, especially evil things. And we could easily say that a symbol is a representation of an idol. An idol is a representation of a demon or Lucifer. So a symbol is a representation of an idol or Lucifer or Satan. So these symbols of ultra, ultra sexual perversion, the symbols of child mutilation, child torture, child unspeakable things that are done to children, you first see in symbols. So when you go to Nazi Germany, let's not play games regarding the Nazis. The Nazis were first and foremost an occult cult, a satanic cult, a Luciferian cult. The Nazis were energized by Luciferian power, occult power, demonic power. So when you saw the swastika flags openly displayed into stadiums where there were hundreds of thousands of people chanting Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, what that really was a satanic Luciferian worship ceremony. And so when the Germans in unison would reach out their right hand with their palms outstretched, and they would say Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, in a mass unified form of chanting. The reason they did that is they understood the power of symbols. They understood that certain words, certain symbols, certain graphics, certain visuals that go back thousands and thousands of years into ancient prehistory represented ancient occult, satanic, Luciferian powers, principalities and powers, Lucifer and demons. Are you tracking with me now? So when they had these outdoor stadiums, think of the outdoor stadiums as being the equivalent of a contemporary modern satanic ritual where they worship the satanic demon gods of prehistory civilization. And that's exactly what they did. So, for example, the swastika goes back to ancient Tibet and the ancient Tibetan masters. Now, what you need to know about the ancient Tibetan masters is that the people who organize the UN, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, UNESCO, and again, the people who finance and represent and promote the United Nations, they are fully on board with promoting and displaying within secret chambers of the UN, secret manuscripts of the UN, secret writings of the UN. So, for example, going back to, I don't know, starting around the 1920s, the Rockefellers and other occultic families, they organized and they openly promoted and openly displayed their Luciferian demon god, their Luciferian false god worship. And so they worshiped their gods, and their gods that they happened to worship were the gods of Lucifer. Now, what's very important is that there was a lady named Madame Blavatsky. Madame Blavatsky was one of the world's leading experts and one of the world's leading occult masters, who taught the higher-ups at the UN how to harness Luciferian energy, satanic energy, how to harness it and bring it into the earth realm. So remember that the guy and the family, one of the primary families that finance the United Nations, which is on the east side of New York, and that big fancy building, if you've ever been there, Rockefeller financed the secret occult ceremonies, secret occult doctrines of the United Nations. He financed it because he allegedly was a Satanist. And so isn't it interesting that the gods and the symbols and stuff like that, that Rockefeller worship, that Hitler worship, that the United Nations worshiped, it was originally labeled and called Lucis Trust. It was originally called Lucifer Trust. And when you read the documentation and study the documentation as I have, you discover that Lucifer Trust is the name of the former original name of the satanic group. It was formally known in ancient history and in ancient Tibet, it was formally known as Lucis Trust. But because at that time people knew what was happening, and the people complained about the imagery and they complained about the verbiage in which they called these ancient occult societies, they renamed their publishing company from Lucifer Trust, they renamed their publishing company to Lucis Trust, which goes back to ancient Tibet. Now, Lucis Trust is a code word for Lucifer Trust. Let me say it again. Lucis Trust is a code word for Lucifer Trust. And occultists and Satanists like Madame Blavatsky and Lucifer Trust and others. So if you want to know all about this, I'll take you in a fast-moving deep dive where you will know all about it. And I take care not to be explicit or offensive, but I don't whitewash it either. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you need to read the following of my books in order for you to open the portals into your mind so that you can discover firsthand for yourself just what Lucifer Trust and Lucis Trust and Lucifer Publishing was really all about, and what did it have to do with the United Nations. So in my book, Are You Ready?, I talk all about that. You can get it at a discount. In my book that I wrote with Troy Anderson, The Babylon Code, I talk all about this in detail. In my book, The Day the Dollar Died, I talk all about this and the economic system and the Great Reset. I talk all about it in The Day the Dollar Died. In my book, Fool Rule the Future, Resistance to the New World Order, I explain to you how we can win the spiritual war and take back America for Jesus Christ. In my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, I decode for you the spiritual war that's happening all around us at this very moment. And then in my book, Power from On High, I give you a rocket ride of knowledge, the Bible, Bible prophecy, the power of the Spirit, current events, you name it. My portions of my testimony that I've never shared before, such as the secret occult plan for America, race wars in the last days, the great falling away, a chapter called The Coming American Nightmare, chapter called Masters of the Planet, a chapter called Satanic Elite Bloodline Families, DNA, the Antichrist and the Nephilim, the secret occult plans for America, the New Atlantis and the center of the New World Order, the Illuminati plan to usher in a global catastrophe. What do you, wake up, what do you think that they are turning up the fire blast furnace of a manufactured nuclear conflict between Russia, the Ukraine, the European Union, and America? What do you think that is really all about? You already figured out what it's all about, and if you haven't, it's in detail in my book, Power from On High. The coming global persecution of Christians. By the way, all this blatant in-your-face Antichrist imagery was done with the intention of attacking Christians, of destroying Christians, of sowing hatred for Christians on a level you have never ever seen before in your life. At a level you've never seen before in your entire life. And that's in my book, Power from On High. I have it at a super discount right now. It is something like 415 power-packed fast-moving, high-velocity writing that will tear up the cobwebs in your mind and shake you so hard you come back into what we used to call reality before it was called the Great Reset. And then in my book, I talk about these similar things also in greater detail in my book, A Prophecy of the Future of America and A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 2, and Conquering the Matrix. Okay, so you need to get these books. You can get them at a super discount at paulmaguire.us, and I need you right now. We're in a war, man. We're in an all-out war for the future of America. And they plan. Look at the Hitlerian model. Look at the Nazi model. Look at the Chairman Mao Communist Chinese model. Look at the Marxist Communist Russian model. Look at those models, and those models will tell you exactly what the game plan is for America. The game plan is for America a hyper assault on everything to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Judeo-Christian America. They are planning. Look, I'm just going to tell you, I've written it about it in the books. I've documented in the books that I've mentioned it to you in A Prophecy of the Future of America and Power from On High, in The Greatest Battle, and these other books that I've just named to you by name. I'm going to tell you right from the heart because I know it's true. I've done my homework. I'm not speaking out of the shallow halls of ignorance. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm speaking to you on the basis of 35 years of intensive study and knowledge. And I am telling you that the people behind the Great Reset, the Soros finance communists, the occult, the Satanists, and all these other groups, they have as their final objective, they're going to mass arrest all Christians, lock them up, throw away the key and send them into concentration camps, send them into re-education camps, and then kill them in the gas chambers and kill them in these mass camps. I have documentation. I have video footage of an FBI agent who literally infiltrated a secret meeting of the Weather Underground, where the Weather Underground openly admitted that their game plan was to capture, kill, throw into concentration camps every Christian in America so they could take America over by brute and bloody force. So you have a choice. And hear me well, you have a choice. You can sit there and pretend that nothing is going on. You can sit there and make up some stupid theology where you think that you can just get away with being the most apathetic retard in the world, and God is not going to hold you accountable. Well, all of those are lies. God is going to hold you accountable. And listen to me real well. God has put it in your power. God has put it in your hands. God has given you the wisdom you need. God has given you the intelligence you need to be overcomers, to fight back, to win the spiritual war unto victory. And even though you are momentarily trapped in the illusion slash delusion that there's nothing you can do about this nightmare scenario, that happens to be disinformation, a lie from the pit of hell, and it happens to be social engineering designed to pulverize you into submission. But if you will read God's word, and if you will study history with passion and wisdom, you will learn that God Almighty has given you the absolute power you need to take down the devil, to take down the Luciferians in every nation on planet Earth. In every nation on planet Earth, God has already given his people the power, the brute force, to take down the Luciferians, to take down the Satanists, and to conquer the tribes of evil and the tribes of the wicked. Okay, I need you to ask God right now. Quit playing game. I need you to ask God right now. Lord, what would you have me give financially so that we can reverse this warfare? What would you have me give financially? And whatever it is that the Lord speaks to you about in his still small voice, whatever it is, then I'm asking you to radically obey the Lord and give to God whatever it is he's telling you to give. Because if you do give whatever it is that God's telling you to give, you will rise up like Superman and Superwoman, and you will take back the land that the devil has stolen, that Sir Francis Bacon and Sir John Dee and all the other Freemasons literally stole from the Pilgrims and Puritans. You can take back everything that was stolen from you, and you can bring back for whatever limited period of time peace and prosperity to planet Earth. Okay, this is Paul McGuire. You need to visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. You need to ask God, Lord, what would you have me do? And whatever God speaks to you about in his still small voice, radically obey God and give whatever it is God is asking you to give, and give it with passion and faith, and God will use you to turn around the spiritual battle. So simply go to paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, and we will be back in just a moment. Once again, you are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. Everything that I have been writing on, everything that I have been studying on for the last, and I have the right to say for the last 40 plus years, actually longer than that. You say, that's preposterous, you're a liar. Well, I've been called a lot worse. I grew up in New York City. So on a list of 1 to 100, calling me preposterous and you're a liar is kind of a boring, mundane insult, and it really means nothing to me. I'll tell you why I can claim to have researched, studied, and written about these topics for my entire lifetime. The reason that is the case is because I grew up in an atheistic, existentialist, humanist, transhumanist home where my parents and their friends were intellectuals, thinkers, movers and shakers, artists, and, you know, the whole thing. So I was plunged, whether I wanted to be or not, I was plunged in a raging intellectual battle, you know, at the youngest of ages, because my parents would sit around with their other friends and they would argue about stuff on, like, whether God existed or not. So my background is atypical. Now, let's take it another step further. Those were the arguments and the debates that raced through my head. But the plus side is that God used those internal debates, God used those debates as intense, formidable training sessions for literally hand-to-hand combat with people in any debate situation whenever it occurred, in school, in the media, or whatever. It was so, the ability to debate was so ingrained in my personality that training began, I don't know, second grade, probably earlier. That's the truth. I mean, if you want the lie, I can give you a lie that's palatable for your norm, but that's the truth. And so in addition to that, I remember in third grade, we were assigned the responsibility. I had to read a number of books. One was Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, Heaven and Hell and the Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley, Big Brother 1984 by George Orwell. All of these books warned about the dangers of a dystopian society in which the people were all captured and controlled and programmed through what was referred to as scientific mind control. And when I read Brave New World, I had an epiphany experience. the epiphany was that I totally got what Aldous Huxley was trying to say in his book, Brave New World. My fellow students and teachers had no clue what he was saying. You and I are living right now in the middle of a real-life drama predicted by Aldous Huxley in Brave New World. He wrote about it. Every military research report I read, and I read a lot of them, all state the same basic thing, and that is the primary weapon of warfare in modern societies is scientific mind control, either through enhanced technology like electromagnetic frequencies, but however they do it, it's scientific mind control. Another methodology of scientific mind control is the Nazi stuff. Another method of scientific mind control is the brainwashing of the masses and the conditioning of the masses. So right now, if you want to think about timelines, right now America is in the timeline of going high speed right into a Brave New World scenario or a George Orwell's Big Brother 1984 scenario. We are plunging into these scenarios at hyper speed. Now, this means that the primary battlefield, despite what the military colleges in their delusion, think is the ultimate weapon. In reality, the ultimate weapon, the ultimate technology of warfare is not guns and tanks and radioactive this and pandemics or whatever. That is not the primary battlefield. The primary battlefield is the ability to dominate, control, and enslave people's minds at a considerable distance using the technology of electromagnetic frequencies. So when you use any ordinary run-of-the-mill cell tower, which are everywhere if you know how to spot them, every run-of-the-mill cell tower in America and in the world is a dual-functioning system. On one hand, your ordinary cell tower can be weaponized for mind control, spreading disease, spreading COVID, spreading depression, anxiety, confusion, nightmares, turning people into sociopaths, psychopaths, et cetera, et cetera. So the primary weapon is scientific mind control using electromagnetic frequencies. So what the scientists have told us, and I have read the scientific data, I have read the scientific reports, what the scientists have told us is that using 5G electromagnetic frequency towers and cell phones, etc., they can control, dominate, manipulate the average human mind so that you will believe absolutely anything they program you to believe in a very quick period of time. And it's a very quick period of time. So right now, and I want you to pay very close attention. This is not sci-fi town. This is not The Outer Limits or, you know, whatever stupid program, Stranger Things or whatever. Where we are right now is we are in the place where scientific mind control projected by 5G tech cell tower technologies can program, brainwash people at any time, anywhere on planet Earth. They can control your thoughts all across planet Earth. And they have, and since 1947, pay attention, since 1947, they have been in the business of controlling your thoughts through cell phone type technology, 5G technology, and before 5G technology, they used anything from telephone wires, and they also used telephone wires and TV signals and radio signals and other technologies that were readily available. Now, right here, we're looking at the weaponization of electromagnetic frequencies. So, on the good side, that's the bad side, on the good side of electromagnetic frequencies, you can use electromagnetic frequencies to project into people's minds what the Russians called energetics. Energetics was a takeoff of Tesla technology, and energetics was silent sound technology, which could heal diseases, which could boost your immune system, which could enhance your perception, your intelligence, your intellect, and your analysis. It was all brain-enhancing technology. So we are moving into an era with lightning speed, and these men that I'm always talking about have already conceptualized, have already developed the technology. They have already perfected the 5G frequency technology. They've already perfected it so that they can control the average human mind from a considerable distance. So the average human mind can be totally controlled from a considerable distance. And so I have read study after study after study after study after study of how all these things work. And what I have discovered is that this new 5G technology can not only be weaponized, it can not only spread death and disease, but this new kinds of 5G technology can enhance your brain, enhance your attention span, enhance your intellect, your rational perception ability, your 5G technology cell phone transmitters essentially can heal your brain and body and can essentially enhance the power of your brain and body. And this was initially launched in 1947. And before that, when I was in college, I was reading Dr. John C. Lilly, and he was talking all about using this stuff for what I just mentioned. But he was, you know, decades and decades and decades ahead of his time, as was Nikola Tesla. Okay, so what you have to understand is, in the new full-spectrum dominance military theater that we in America are now participating in, this military theater that we are now participating in has delivered into the hands of our politicians and our military and organizations like that, it has delivered into our hands a military that is unstoppable. And this unstoppable military has the power to control, the power to program, the problem to dominate, the problem, the ability to overrule your normal thinking processes. They can all be overruled. You can be programmed on everything from the subconscious to the unconscious level. The Nazis knew how to do this. It was a piece of cake. The communist Russians knew how to do it. The Cuban communists knew how to do it. And believe me, since 1947, the American military has known how to do it. So we are now at the merging factor. We have now entered the zone of what I call the merging factor. And in this merging factor, there is the merging of all kinds of new weaponized technology. There is the merger of all kinds of new weaponized full spectrum dominance mind control technology that can totally control a person's mind as if they were a zombie with almost no effort. With almost no effort. So, when you study the book of Revelation, When you study the book of Genesis, when you study the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you study the not only the God technologies of the Bible, but you also study the Luciferian technologies outlined in the Bible, invented by, created by the fallen angel technology. All of this is up and running now. It's up and running now. So where are we? We are in an accelerated merger period where our technology, where our electronics, where our robotics, where our computers, where all the technologies that fall under the umbrella of electromagnetic frequencies, all of our technologies which fall under that umbrella. It's very interesting that the same technology, and a lot of your friends don't believe in this, and because that's they're just plain old-fashioned stupid. Going back to the 1950s and the 1940s in Alaska, our military developed the HAARP program. The HAARP program was the most powerful weather modification program known to man at that time. So America was firing into the ionosphere. It was superheating the ionosphere, causing the ions to literally bubble, causing the ionosphere to radically transform our weather with weather modification technology. So we have now entered the age of weather modification technology. So when you see and read about these hurricanes, when you see and hear and read about the earthquakes, man, we had 3 or 4 earthquakes that rocked my house like crazy in the last couple of days. I lived through the big one in California. It's not fun. So you have hurricanes, cyclones, tsunamis, pandemics, every weaponized technology and insect and weaponized weather is all now a doable technology. It's all a doable technology. But what is fascinating about the doable technology is that this doable technology, the same electromagnetic frequencies that operate on the lower end of the scale, the same lower electromagnetic frequencies just happen to be the same lower electromagnetic frequencies that can control your mind, your brain, your emotions, your perception, your analysis, and all your thinking processes. So the same exact range of electromagnetic frequencies compared to the same electromagnetic frequency range that causes the implementation of weather modification weapons, it just happens to work out that the weather modification weapons are created by the same spectrum of electromagnetic frequency weapons that the silent sound or weather modifications are created with. So weather modifications and brain perception distortion weapons are created by the same range of frequencies in the electromagnetic frequency range. It's created weather modification and making you go insane and mind control operate in the same realm of electromagnetic frequency weapons. Okay, so here, let's just take it all home right now. All of these weapons are going to be used in your lifetime. They are already in use in your lifetime. Did you hear what I said? I have watched televised demonstrations and riots and everything else, and I could tell by the crazed look in people's eyes, I could tell by the aberrational behavior in people's eyes, I could tell that they were under the influence of specialized electromagnetic frequency weapons, otherwise known as silent sound weapons. It's here and it's now. So On top of all this, we have Lucifer, or Satan, the fallen angels, the demons, the principalities and powers, the evil spirits. On top of all this technology, we have massive arsenals in the United States of America and massive arsenals all over planet Earth, in which we now have been able to weaponize sound, weather, your mental processes, and so on and so forth. And so, in addition to that, we have genetic engineering, we have the creation of artificially induced pandemics like COVID-19 and bird flu. We have the implementation of artificially created droughts and other food weapons and other disease weapons. We have weaponized basically everything on planet Earth. So where do we go from here? Jesus tells us that in the last days, it's all summed up by the words of Jesus Christ when he tells us a specific scenario of what the last days is going to be like. Jesus Christ gives us the game plan of what the last days will be like. And we are in case you haven't noticed, we are in the last days. That means we are in the time period directly before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to read you Jesus Christ's summary of what it is like to live in the time frame known as the last days. And when I read to you the description of the last days, I believe the power of the Holy Spirit is going to supernaturally and miraculously open up your eyes spiritually. So like the Laodicean church, you will have your eyes supernaturally opened. And you will be able to see everything that God wants you to see so you can be proactive, preemptive, and 1,000 steps ahead of the game. You don't have to be sucker punched. You don't have to be brought down. You don't have to be taken down. You can be a conqueror. You can be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And you can be a deadly force for righteousness as this deadly force of righteousness seeks to destroy the powers of darkness in the last days. Okay, so I'm going to the book of Matthew. I believe that you can expect just about all of these things to go into a hyper-escalation mode. So pay close attention to what I'm reading to you, because this is the world that you will be living in the next number of years. Okay, so in Matthew chapter 24, I'm going to read you what Jesus Christ called the signs of the times in Matthew chapter 24. So let me read it to you, okay? First of all, Matthew 23, Jesus predicts the destruction of the temple. I believe with the current wars in Israel, that could happen at any moment. And it also could be that it happened during the time when the Roman armies invaded ancient Israel, and the Roman armies destroyed the temple. So this is what Jesus Christ says to his disciples. Starting at verse 3, Matthew 24. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, what will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming?" So just like today, everybody wants to know, what is the sign of the coming of Jesus Christ? Okay? And then it continues. Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. So they were obsessed about the end of the age and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'If I am the Christ,' and I will deceive many." So spiritual deception or scientific mind control or EMF waves or whatever it is, technological or supernatural, that can deceive the human mind will run rampant in the last days. And deception will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulations and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then, you see, first there must be the preaching of the gospel to all the world. Get your chronology regarding the book of Revelation. Be accurate about the timetable. If you're accurate about the timetable, you won't walk around like a stooge miscalculating the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's read this together again. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. But let's begin a little further than that. Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Take heed that no one deceives you. Scientific mind control, Operation Blue Beam, gigantic holographic images of the second coming of Christ and the and all kinds of things happening before your holographic eyes. It's going to happen soon. It's going to happen sooner than you ever imagined that it would happen. So wake up. And then, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. So the big deal in the last days is spiritual, psychological, political deception. Right now, whenever you see who's running for president on TV, of whatever rank or office, you are watching essentially a psychological warfare theatrical play designed to deceive you. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's happening now. All across the world, there are wars and rumors of wars. In Ukraine, in Russia, in China, in Cuba, I mean, you name it, there's wars and rumors of wars going on right now. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Now, another translation of nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom comes from the translation ethnos, which simply means that one ethnic group will rise up to fight against another ethnic group. So a lot of the wars that we will see in America and around the world, we're going to be pulled into these wars through ethnic conflict, coming from the word ethnos. Okay? In addition to that, the globalist elite, the evil globalist elite, they are deliberately creating wars and rumors of wars. And they are deliberately setting things up so that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, starvations, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, and will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness, that's what happened in France, Paris, And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. They'll hate one another. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then, and then, and then, and then, the end will come. The end is the end of the age. The end is the second coming of Jesus Christ to planet Earth, where he finally rules and reigns planet Earth once and for all. And then we have the Great Tribulation Period. And the Great Tribulation Period is that seven-year period of unspeakable horror, wars, rumors of wars, death, disease, pandemics, droughts, freak weather, you name it. Unspeakable horrors will descend upon planet Earth. And then we read that then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. He's giving us a heads up. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. And then again, a warning about the coming of the Son of Man, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at what God says in his word. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. Has that happened recently, by the way? Has the sun become darkened recently, by the way? Because it says right here that immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes on the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. And then there's the parable of the fig tree. But you know what the parable of the fig tree is. Remember, World War III could very easily break out between Israel, Hamas, Iran, Syria, Russia, China, maybe even America, and many other nations. Many other nations. So the Son of Man is coming, and the heavens will be shaken, and he will send out his angels. And then we read about the parable of the fig tree. What is the parable of the fig tree? The parable of the fig tree is a prophetic super sign announced by Jesus Christ that in the last days, there will be a super prophetic sign, and that super prophetic sign in the last days is called by Jesus, we are supposed to learn the parable of the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that the summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, that it is near. It's at the door. Look, wake up. The return of Jesus Christ is near. It's at the door. What happens when something's at the door? Well, the doorbell rings, somebody pounds on the door, but you know, believe me, you know somebody's at the door. So God is telling us that somebody is at the door. Well, who's at the door? Jesus is at the door. The second coming, he's about to smash down the door and enter this world via the second coming. Via the second coming. And then we read these words. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So there's going to be quantum massive deception all over the stars and the skies and the heavens. Why? Because there's going to be false Christ, false prophets, great signs and wonders that will deceive, if possible, even the elect, God's chosen. Now, the coming of the Son of Man. So, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels and a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. And then the parable of the fig tree. That also speaks to Israel. So we see a constant repetition of super prophetic signs. And the super prophetic signs all refer and all point to what happens to the nation of Israel in the last days. Because Israel, whether you like it or not, Israel is God's prophetic super sign. Israel is God's prophetic super sign. And so, it says this, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. And this continued. So I want to say this to you. My name is Paul McGuire. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We have a short period of time before the Lord returns. The signs of the times are everywhere. You need to, I need to, right now, go before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we need to ask God, Lord Jesus Christ, what would you have us to do in order to communicate the gospel to everybody left on planet Earth? What would you have us do to preach the gospel far and wide, to bring in the last day's soul harvest? What would you have us to do? And then whatever the Lord speaks into your heart to do, you do. So that means you ask God, Lord, what would you have me do? You're coming very, very soon. Prophetic signs are everywhere. It's not like it was 30 years ago. We are in the end times, folks. What would you have me do, Lord? And then you obey, Lord. You obey the Lord. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, you do. So if the Lord says, give Paul McGuire Ministries $5,000 so he can upgrade his equipment and secure his signal operation so he can blast through all barriers that would attempt to block out with interference and sonic warfare, anything that would attempt to block the preaching of the gospel. If I have the money that I need, and it may sound like a lot to you, but it's peanuts compared to the world system, I need you to help me financially. We are in a war. Do you understand that? We're in a war. We're in the war to end all wars. We are in the war for the end of the world. We are in the greatest last days battle for souls in the history of mankind. I need you to simply go before the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me give to Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church in the last days? And then whatever it is that the Lord commands you to do, simply obey him. Simply obey whatever it is he tells you to do, and do it. And do it. And as you do it, God will supernaturally meet your needs. As you do it, God will supernaturally bless you and prosper you. God will, listen to me, this is a biblical principle. God will certainly take care of those men and women who give out of their funds, out of their money. When they ask you, Lord, what would you have me do? to preach the gospel in the last days? What would you have me do to help Paul McGuire reach people for Jesus Christ? And then you actually go out and obey whatever it is God is telling you to do through his still small voice. You actually do it. Then you'll know that if you do whatever it is that God tells you to do in the last days, that God will reward you and God will bless you. As you sow, so shall you reap. You will not be hurting for food, for money, for water, for power, for all kinds of things. You will not be hurting and lacking in the last days. You will discover that it is God himself who will be your supernatural supply of abundance in the last days. And you will not be hurting and you will not be lacking. You will be blessed in the last days. And it is God himself who will bless you. So simply ask God, God, what would you have me do in the last days? And then whatever it is that he tells you to do, do it. Simply obey the Lord. This is how I am living my life. This is how I have purposed to live my life. So I'm not asking you to do anything that I am not already doing myself. I mean, wasting God's time is over, baby. It's gone. There's no more time to waste. We are at the very edge of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, our job from now on is to obey the Lord. So we ask God, what should we do, God? And then whatever it is that God tells us to do, whatever it is, we simply obey the Lord. And if we obey the Lord will radically bless us, meet our needs, and take care of us supernaturally. We will experience what they experienced in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Whenever God's people were up against the wall, God's people experienced his supernatural provision, his supernatural inflow of resources. God's people supernaturally, above and beyond, discovered that God Almighty met their needs in abundance to the degree that they obeyed God. Whenever God spoke to them and they obeyed whatever it was that God told them to do, and guess what happened? God blessed them mightily. And God wants to bless you mightily. God wants to bless you mightily above and beyond anything that you could ever possibly conceive. So you do not have to fear anything in the last days. Did you hear me? Because one way or the other, God is going to supernaturally bless you beyond anything you could possibly imagine. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And right now we're in a spiritual war. The name of the game in a spiritual war is we win the war. Failure is not an option. We win the war. We take down the giants in the land. We take down the giant Great Reset people, the liars, the thieves, the Luciferians. We take them down, like we take them down all the way to Chinatown. You know what I'm talking about. We take them down in a law-abiding and peaceful way. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Victory is within striking distance if we operate by faith. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And make sure that you go to whatever website you're listening to this on, and make sure you mark it that you're watching the program on whatever social media, you're listening to the program on whatever social media. And if you do that, you will break the counterattacks of the enemy. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.